Kadi Bey, Zimbadawis. I'm from here. Kadi Al-Amaral. 6 o'clock. Monday and Tuesday is 6 o'clock to 6:40. And starting on Saturday, Shemay Tshuva, it's 10 to 6 to 6:20 or 6:25. That's what it is, right. That's on Saturday, Shemay Tshuva. But there's only 2 days before Rosh Hashanah. Sunday and Wednesday, there's no Dershu. So on Monday and Tuesday, it's 6 to 6:40. And then on Saturday, Shemay Tshuva, we move it back 10 minutes. That's Sunday through Thursday, because Friday's Erev and Kippur, I think we go back to the regular. Zamta Gemara, we are up to, over here, Vamara Blazer. It is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 lines at the bottom, last word on the line. Yamar Blaz the Kol Shein and Mishayim Pasas Shulchanoi. One who doesn't leave bread on his table and erase Simon Bracha Leilam will never see a Simon Bracha. Shneim Ain Sarid LaEchlay. Since there's no leftover of the food, Alkein LaYachol Tuvai, the goodness will not become come. Yamar Blaz the Kol Mishayim Sisim Ashulchanoi Kiloi VeRavei Zara. Leaving pieces of bread on the table is like serving Avodah Zarah. Shneim Ha'orkam LaGod Shulchan. They prepare for God the table. It's a question. Vamemalum LaMoni MiMasach, and they fill up for money from the pouring. So we see clearly that it's bad. More like Kasha, Hodalekashlemabadeh, which Rashi interprets, if somebody leaves, brings a complete bread with the pieces, then it's the Shema Vedizara. If he only leaves the pieces, then it's a good thing.
What?
I don't know. The Amar Abazakam Machlub at the Bura is somebody who lies, changes his words. Yaakov said, I will look like a liar. The word isateya is used. It's nothingness, maise tatuim. So the word for Avodah Zarah is tatuim. One who spends time looking at Arias, the Rashi brings two shots of either he thinks about Arias, or Rashi says he looks at the erva of a woman. Kashtan and Eris, his strength is weakened. He loses the strength of reproduction. Shnemar Erya Toer Kashtecha. That looking at Arias or being involved with Arias weakens a person's power. Vemra Blazal Oilam had a couple of Kayim. A person should be humble and he will live. Amrabzera Panana Mitarina buys awful a dark house and Paiskal Halinas Liris Nigai. If a person keeps himself dark, low, then we don't look for his Nigoyim. Halochi is the house if the house is not visible. If the Nigai is not visible by the light, the natural light that the house has, the Kayim does not create a light, which means to say, if a person keeps himself low, we don't look, use a microscope to find blemishes in him. Says in the pasuk, soil, graves, v'aitzer rechem, and the narrow part of the womb, eretz in the ground, loisaveya mayim, is not full of water. These are three things that can never be full. Satisfied. What does a grave have to do with a womb? And my rechem machnas amaiti, just like the rechem receives the zera to make a child and comes out as a child. My rechem, which machnas amaiti b'chashoi, that it's done quietly. Maiti memeno b'kayla kayla's birth gets a response of publicity. So for sure, the graves where people were buried publicly, they will come out in a great publicity. He has doctor.
Are the
Alashon
Rabbeinu brings down the
Tzibur
that
the
Rebbe
Rabbeinu
brings down the Tzibur where he says to his family that one should know that just the whole purpose of a pregnancy is that there should be a birth at the end of the pregnancy. The whole purpose of life is that there should be a death at the end of the pregnancy.
Right. We say that every day in Shema Netzrei. The Mepharshim translate Melech Memes Mechaya Umatzmiach Yeshua. Given the fact that we are have chatoim, the only way we can have Yeshua, we can have Tchias HaMeisim, is through a process of Meimis U'Mechaya. That's how Sfarim translate that word in Shemayin Esrei. It takes a death and a rebirth in order for us to reach the level that humans are supposed to attain in completely. Because we are limited by the fact that we're not as pure as that we were. You want to blame it on Eitz Hadas, whatever it is. And therefore, Meimis Umchaya, and through that, Matzmiach Yeshua. So the Mepharshi Atzilus said. Yes?
So, if a person's buried in Cleveland, he's going to get up from that grave?
We don't know yet. Some tzaddikim are zaychah to Gilgul Mechilas. They will get up in Eretz Yisrael. They get a tunnel.
Oh, that was their whole question. So, not everyone's going to be the tunnel thing?
No, only tzaddikim will go to Gilgul Mechilas. Only the first Tchiyas HaMeisim. The second Tchiyas HaMeisim, I don't know how it works. Remember we talked about two Tchiyas HaMeisim?
Yeah, I was
a by a birth of a baby. Everybody's excited. It's public.
Well, it's not the crying.
What does Rashi say? Rashi says, doesn't say. And no, you could learn either way. I thought it went to publicity of it. You want to say it means the lady screams in pain? I don't know.
The crying of the baby.
Or the crying of the baby, maybe. The tzaddikim that will get alive by Yemais HaMashiach, they will never die. They will be set holy. Those who were written to life, they will not die anymore. The years that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will transform the world. Rashi says it'll take 1,000 years. Hashem will be great that day. By a day, by Hashem is 1,000 years. So HaTzadikim Ahin Eisen, what does Tzadikim do? HaKadosh Baruch Hu lays them, confide them, makes them wings, can sharm like eagles, v'shatan up ne'amayim, and they fly around on the world. We won't be afraid when the world changes, when the mountains slip, in the middle of the sea. The Shema Tami Eshlam Tzar, it'll be painful for them to fly around. Those who hope to Hashem will be energized with strength. Yalu Avrik and Sharim, they will have wings like eagles. Yerutsuvla, you go, they will run and not be tired. Yelchuvla Yafu, they will go and not be tired. I'm sure Artsko has two different words for you go and Yafu, so you wouldn't use tired twice. Because if you ever think about flying around for 1,000 years?
I said if I had wings or if I could fly.
Even if you could fly 1,000 years without coming down for rest? Somebody told me that there's a bird. Somebody just told me last week or 2 weeks ago about Kiddush Levana. Somebody, I think about Kiddush Levana guy told me that there's a bird that flies and only comes to rest that it's for 1,000 miles or something like that. And it's a pelvic thing. I mean, how do you go? I have trouble walking 3 blocks.
The hawks that circle around and they don't flap their wings at all for a long time. Sorely.
That's my advice. They will run.
Where they run
means
they can continue flying.
Yes. That's my advice. B'nei Luvim Meisim Shechi Yecheskel. Why don't we learn out Chiyas HaMeisim? I'm sorry. Why don't we learn out that they will die? Rashi learns from the fact that Yecheskel's Meisim died. Some look at the Emes Mashal Haya. The old look at the Emes says it never happened. It was just a parable. Tanya Rabbi Zayim Meisim Shechi Yecheskel. Amdar Laglayim. They got up on their legs. Amru Shira and they said song. Meisim they died. Mashira Amru. What did they say? Hashem Meimis Betzedek. He kills in righteousness and Machaya Barachmim makes alive and mercy. Shuaim Ashira Zuam Rosh. Hamemus and Machaya, he makes dead, he makes alive. My Rachel brings people into the grave, but Yah only brings them up. You name Emes Mashal Haya. Truth, it was a Mashal. I'm a little bit of Hemi and Emes, I'm a Mashal, the Mashal, I'm Emes. If it's true, it's not a parable. If it's a parable, it's not true. Ella be Emes Mashal Haya. In truth, it was a parable. The mason that Yecheskel made alive went up to Eretz Yisrael, but Nasu Nashim married women, Vaylidu Banam Uvanos, and gave birth to sons and daughters. Amar Rav Yudah ben Beseira Raglav, he got up on his legs, Yom Anim ben Bneim, I am from their grandchildren, Valolu Tzulim Shaniach Liyaviyav Mehem, and this is the Tzulim that I inherited from my grandfather that came from them. Man Hinu Mason Shechi Yecheskel, who are those Mason? Amar Rav. There's going to be many opinions. He says these are the tzvuah. He's just telling you what he is. He's saying it's not a mushul. He's trying to prove that it's not a mushul. I have tzvuah that came from them. My grandfather told me it's their tzvuah. I trust my grandfather.
He said that he was one of them with his ear then. Somehow he wanted to say, and I have additional proof because here's the tzvuah.
Well, that definitely, it creates additional proof, doesn't it?
Why? The tzvuah is made in the...
No, my grandfather told me this is their tzvuah. I don't know, maybe it's not proof, he's just telling you a fact. I have their tone.
It adds to the flavor of the story.
That's the Gemara Vayitzer. But man in Umeisim Shechi Yecheskel, who were the Umeisim Shechi Yecheskel? That's the Gemara, Amar, where are we up to? Amar Rav Elu B'nei Ephraim. Shemanu Lekates, they counted to the Geula from Brisbane Absarim. The toll they made a 30-year error. Shnei b'nei Ephraim, Shuselach ubarad b'nei v'sachas b'nei v'lada b'nei v'sachas b'nei v'devet b'nei v'shuselach b'nei v'ezer v'ilad. V'horgim anshe gas, they were killed by the plishtim, and that's why the pasuk says chil achaz yoshvei plashes. The people in plishtim, when they heard about Kriyas Yamsuf, trembled, but they thought the Jews are going to come and take revenge, for they have killed out, I believe, 40,000 Bnei Ephraim. Which seems to indicate that Ephraim was still alive 30 years before Gulas Mitzrayim. By Yavayu Achav Lenachma, and his brothers came to console him.
Really?
Yes.
No, it's
really
where he said
I was just reading the Pasuk.
It wasn't all Bnei Ephraim, right? Some stayed in Mitzrayim.
Yes, of course. There were Bnei Ephraim. Some stayed, some left. Ephraim himself said, says by Sabal and Ephraim Aviyah. Yes. Yeah, so I assume that the Shvatim means the actual sons of Yaakov. Ephraim is a Shevet, but he's not a son of Yaakov. He's a grandson of Yaakov. That's my assumption. Shmuel Amar Elu B'nei Adam Shekavar B'Tchias HaMesim. These are the people that deny Tchias HaMesim, which usually would preclude them from having Tchias HaMesim. But at this time, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show that never gets to a point where one should give up hope, so he brings back the people who gave up all hope and proves from them that there's never no hope. Shenemar, as it says, they symbolize Beis Yisrael. They say our bones have dried out. Our hope is lost. We are destroyed. These were people that lived a life without any wetness of a mitzvah, any moisture of a mitzvah. Shenemar, at some say, Yavashis, dry bones, Shimbu Dvar Hashem. Elu B'nei Adam, Shechipu Asahecho Kula Shkatsam Ramasam. They covered the Beis HaMikdash full of Shkatsam Ramasam, of Avodah Zarah. Shenemar, Vavav Erev, Yinekum Tavnis Remes of Behema. All forms of crawlers, animals, shekets, disgusting, the whole Lulei Beis Yisrael. All Avodah Zarah B'nei Tzol, Mechukos, carved out of Akir Sabim on the walls. It says the word Sabbath. Sevastam Avereni Aleim Sabbath Sabbath. It says by when he was Machayim Meitzim, I went around them Sabbath Sabbath. Derechem Namayelum Meitzim Shabbat Bikas Dura. These are the Meitzim that were in Bikas Dura. Bikas Dura is where the beautiful Yidden, those Yidden that were handsome looking, and were killed by Nebuchadnezzar. Vam Rabbi Yechem in Hareishal Ad Rabbas Bikas Dura. Bikas Dura is from Hareishal to Rabbas. So B'shar Shehigman Nebuchadnezzar Rashas Yisrael, when he sent them into exile, Hoye Ben Bechurim, they were young Jews, Shemeganam Zachama V'yafyam, were more beautiful than the sun. The Akazis, Rayas Eisen, and the Shiksas from Babel saw them, the Shaifa Zavus, and they had discharges of Zivus. Amru Lubalayan, they told their husbands, Lubalayan, who were afraid that they would lose their wives, said it to Melech. Siva Melech Vahargam, he killed them. Vadayan Ayashant the Zivus, they were still more beautiful. Siva Melech Varams them, and he trampled them. And those that made them, that the Chaskel made alive. When the Chonetzer threw Chananya Mishav Azari into the furnace, when things look the bleakest, that's when Tchias HaMeitzim comes. Chananya Mishav Azari is thrown into the furnace, and people are saying, look, it's over. And at that point, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, don't be Mechayim Meitzim. Never end. There'll always be, Tariza will always come back. When he made them alive, Boat Summers, the bones came to Tapkula Elisha Rush upon him, and they slapped him in the face. Rashi being Subshat, the Mumshat is that he had vessels made from their bones. And as they were leaving for Tchias HaMeitzim, they gave him a punch in the face on the way out. Amar Mati from Shalelu. He said, what's going on here? Amar Loich, Avarein Shalelu, the friend of Chanani Mishal Bazariah, Machaya Meitzim Bevikas Dura. Pasach Lamar, he said the following Shira. Asayi Kamaravim, his signs are so great, the Tamayah Kamet to keep him, and his wonders are so powerful. His kingdom is forever, and his rulership is for generations and generations. Shapur melted gold into his mouth, meaning he said a praise, and that can do bit for us. So Halavai, he should have gold poured into his mouth. The Malach would not have come and hit him in the mouth. He would have said better praise than David said in Tehillim. And again, we mentioned the Kutz to Rebbe's Vart that the Chanetzer only praises when the going is good. David HaMelech said, his praise to Hashem is no matter what happens, he praises Hashem. Because it's a Lashon that we're talking about a king. so we don't want to say hot lead, so we use a nicer metal, a more hush of a metal. Kings deserve hot gold. That's what Rashi said.
So we're saying the negative, the complete negative of the Netzer, or some people, when good things happen, koichi v'osim yadi osim tukhail, is that right? So he's what's the custom? And he's saying it's...
He's trying to say, because somebody's going to ask the question, if the Netzer could have said this Shira, why are we stopping it?
Right.
The answer is because Shira wouldn't have been the same anyway. That's the message. The message is, who are you to say Shira now?
It's the Madrega.
Not the Madrega. And that's therefore...
Right, that part I agree with, but it is Madrega.
Chayra. Yes, doctor.
Two things. That's why gold. this worm tends to equate gold with thin and silver with cassin. So.
Yeah, but usually we pour hot lead.
Right, but but this didn't cure. The other is Rav Elias brings down the ATS of that sounds like something else, and that's used.
I was quoting Rashi. Yeah, Rashi says.
Saying the ATS has been addition. I was not. Right. Rashi, because it sounds like.
What is Rav Elias?
He said
it's really his hat.
Rav Elias is likely.
Which Rabbi Elias? Joseph Elias, isn't it?
This is going with Mandamar, that it was real, or was he the one that pulled the muscle, although all these are part of the muscle?
No, it seems it's not going with the Mandamar of the muscle. Wait, I guess part of the muscle is who he was, Makai, I guess. I don't know, they hit him, I don't know, maybe this is all in the muscle, I don't know. Six miracles happened in the day that he threw Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah into the furnace. Anyway, Tzav HaKibshan, and the furnace rose, so everybody should see. Benifat HaKibshan, and the walls broke open. Vuhumak Sudai, Rashi has two pshatim, will take one of them, and it means that the foundation melted. Benepak Tzalim Aponov, and Abed Ezara turned upside down, just fell on his face. Benitzavar Bemalchias, and those four kings who were involved with their peoples in throwing Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah into the fire that burned from the heat of the furnace. The Hekiyah Cheskus Amesim, the Gezur of Akulu Gemara. They're all Messiah, but Arba Malchus Kra, and those four kings are hinted to in a pasuk. The Sivan of Chunetz, Malchus Shalach, the Mikmash, the Gadlach, the Barbanaya, Sagnaya, Pakvasa, the Gazaya, the Baraya. I wish I could say this, Halamachas. The Baraya, the Sivaraya, the Tataya, the Choshe Tanim, the Dinasa. That's what it says. They should come to be there when he throws them in. Uchsiv, Isi Gibran Yudoyin. The Jewish people came. Right, and they're thrown in. When they came out, they saw these people that the fire didn't burn them. Notice there are four less terms used for officers of kings, because those four sets were burned by the fire. Even in time of a danger, a person has to keep his pride. He has to keep his pride, to keep his pride in front of the enemies. He should not show that he's losing it. Keep his status. Now, there then, these people come to the Sabrelay and they tied him with their clothing, that was their Kashivik clothing. Tzadikim are greater from Malachi Asharas. He said, I see four people, Sharyan free, Mahalkan walking Begainura in the fire, the Chabal Isabine, there's no wound in them. Revaidi Riva, and the looks of the fourth, Dhamma is similar to the Barat Lahim to a Malach. He's called the fourth. That means he's not as big as the other three, where Tzadikim, man made Malachim, are bigger than Rabbanish Lala made Malachim. When they walked out of the furnace, by the way, the Medrash of Barash Nayak says that they refused to walk out of the furnace until Nebuchadnezzar gave them permission. He stayed there, and people told him to go out. They said, the king put us in here. Until he tells us to leave, we are not leaving. And they waited for his permission to come out, because the Medrash says. The said is, there's no difference to Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah in the furnace, out of the furnace. If this is what the Gzeirah was, they should be in the furnace by the king. So Kavod HaMalchus requires that they wait till he tells them to leave.
They weren't suffering.
They weren't suffering. Says they waited there. The Medrash says, they learned it from Noach, who didn't leave the Teva till the Rabbanu Shalom told him to leave. This is where you're put. You stay there until you're told you can leave. But I don't want to put you there. That's what the Medrash says. The Medrash and Noach. I thought it was interesting. Here they are. People are, you know, ready to. They've been there. Until the king tells them, please come out, they don't leave.
Why is he sending out the ravens and all that stuff?
It was to see where it's holding. But he wasn't leaving because he didn't go out of the Teva. It says, take a look at Rashi. So I'm going to go home to leave. He didn't leave.
I mean, it was Rashi anymore. I misquoted already. I'm not going to do it again.
Didn't misquote it. You quoted half of it.
That's misquote, no?
No, well, misquote. Misquote means quoting wrong. What? At the end, right after Shluk, after Raviv.
Take a look at Rashi.
No, I'm saying
when he went into the table.
Yeah, it's true. But when he came out, Hashem had to
go into the table at that point.
We're not talking about going in now. We're talking the way out. He didn't leave on his own. That's all I'm saying. I'm not getting involved why Nayar didn't go in, why he did go in. Says Tayman Ateva, he didn't leave on his own. Because Hashem doesn't believe he doesn't leave. Because when you live in a teva, your existence is nace anyway. Once your existence is nace, there's no rush to go back to teva. You have to be ordered to go back to teva. That's what's happening. Same thing with Hanani Mishav Azariah. If you live in a furnace, what difference does it make whether it's a half an hour or an hour, or 3 hours? Your existence is now a miraculous existence. You're now no longer in the rules of nature. So you have to be told to go back to a different setting. Noach lived in a teva. Teva was a miraculous existence. It's impossible to exist a year in a teva. I mean, with all the food and with everything else, it's a pure miracle that they survived. The Banish Son wants me to go back now to nature. He has to tell me. It makes no difference to me. I'm not existing in a natural way anymore anyway, that I should have the obligation to look for nature. Once I go to Shemuel, tells me to say, I now revert back to the old Noach, who lives in a natural way, who's obligated to plant and plow and do what he has to do. Until then, I live here a miracle. There's no difference in my existence. Monday morning, at 6 o'clock, I don't think I will be here. Rabbi Zinberg will be here. I'm having a grandson's first on Monday. I'll have to be there, but I will be back Tuesday morning.